很高兴今天能够与英语族弟兄姊妹在这里一同的聚集。
I'm very happy that today we can get together with the English congregation.
我们刚刚所唱的诗歌。
The song we just sang.
但愿主耶稣的美丽从我显现。
Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me.
这是我们每一个基督徒心中的盼望。
This is the hope of every Christian.
但是我盼望大家注意。
But I want to pay attention to this.
什么叫做耶稣的美丽从我显现？
What's the meaning of let the beauty of Christ be seen in me?
这句话我们都很熟。
This is a very familiar
phrase. 但我们要注意，真正叫做神的美丽从我们显现。
But truly, if you want to let the beauty of God be seen in us,
乃是神的性情在我们身上的显现。
It is really God's character be seen in us.
我多次跟弟兄姊妹提醒。
Many times I remind all of us.
主耶稣到地上为我们钉十字架，是我们罪得的赦免，这不是他救恩的目的。
That the purpose of his salvation is him dying on the cross and deliver us.
他要恩典赐给我们。
He had given us grace.
他必须先要在我们身上除掉我们罪恶的败坏。
He had to take away the sinful nature and the corruption in us.
所以他为了这个缘故，他为我们钉了十字架了。
For this, he was nailed on the cross for us.
而他主要钉十字架的目的
，But the purpose of him being crucified,
是他从死里复活，重生了我们。
That he might be raised from the dead and let us be born again.
十字架的恩典两个工作。
There are two work of the cross.
一个是为我们钉十。
One is to the nail for us.
一个是为我们复活。
And the second part is to be raised for us.
钉十是除掉了我们不能够蒙神恩典的那个障碍。
Be nailed on the cross is to take away the obstruction of us coming to God.
我们障碍除掉了之后。
When the obstacle has been removed.
他的恩典乃是他叫我住在我们里头，因着他的复活。
And that because of grace he lives inside us is because of his resurrection.
他住在我们的里头，做我们的生命。
That he draws in us to be our own life.
他的生命与我们的生命是完全不同的。
His life and our life is totally different.
马约翰福音三章十六节。
In John chapter 3:16.
神爱世人。
For God so loved the world.
甚至赐下独生子为我们钉了十字架了。
Given his beloved son,
是我们活着的人
to die it says for those who live that we will not die or live for ourselves,
那为他替我们死而复活的主活
but to live for the Lord who had raised from the dead for us.
救恩在我们身上的功用
the work of the salvation for us.
那我们在地上能够把神的荣美显现出来
that we might magnify God's glory in us.
但是我从另外一个角度说
From another angle,
什么叫把神的荣美显现出来
？What does it mean to magnify His beauty？
是把神的属性显现出来了。
Is to magnify His attributes to us。
我们在地上活着
，As we live on earth，
我们最难传福音、带我们得救的人是我们家人。
The people that is most difficult for us to lead to Christ is our family。
我以前跟你们讲过了。
I have told you before。
吴勇弟兄曾经说到一个故事。
Elder Wu Yong told us a story before.
他在教会中间有位姊妹非常爱主，有非常多的侍奉。
There's a sister in his church who loves the Lord and serves many areas.
太太就是不信主。
But yet the wife would not believe.
他要聚会，太太要他去，他也去。
Want to go to church? He will follow along.
但就是不信主。
But he would not accept the Lord.
有一次，太太请吴勇到他家吃饭。
One time, the wife invited the elder to go to his church.
丈夫也很好，啊，请吃饭就请吃饭啦。
And husband said, "Okay, let's have dinner together."
他心中有数的。
But in his heart,
为什么请吴勇吃饭？
Why would he want to invite elder?
来吃饭嘛，给他传福音嘛。
Oh, because want to spread the gospel.
啊，吃饭吃了一半了。
In the middle of the dinner,
吴勇就劝他了。
So the elder will.
你的太太信耶稣这么久了，教会中很热心。
So he told him, "Your sister had been a Christian for so long, and was so hard in the church. You should believe in the Lord too."
这个丈夫说了。
And husband said.
啊，我当然起来。
I said, "Stand up, stand up."
跟我来。
Come.
跟我来做什么
？Why you want me to come?
他说跟我来吗
？Just come.
一到了卧房。
Go to the bedroom.
门一开。
Open the door.
房间都乱得了一塌糊涂。
It's a big mess inside.
许多的被还没有叠。
And the bedding was not
fold. 脱下衣服还在地上。
All the clothing on the floor.
她丈夫说了。
husband said.
吴长老啊。
Elder Wu,
我的太太支配在教会中做基督徒，没有办法在家中做基督徒的。
And he said, my wife can only be a Christian in church, but not in a family.
她这种情形。
This is how she is.
我怎么能够信主？
How can I believe?
弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？
Do you see, brothers and sisters?
向亲戚朋友传福音了。
To spread the gospel to family and relatives.
最难的是你生活的表现是如何。
The most difficult part is how you live your daily life.
她不听你讲的。
He will listen to you.
你跟同事经过可以讲了，你找同事可以讲了。
You can talk to your coworker.
你家中的人不跟他讲福音，他都不听的。
If you spread the gospel to your family, he won't listen.
他看你表现是如何。
Because he wants to see how you live your daily life.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
我一直盼望跟大家能够好好的分析了什么是神在我们身上的表现。
So I'd like to analyze with you what is the meaning of the God's characters in our life.
圣经中讲了好多的表现。
The Bible talked about many God's deeds.
我跟你们讲过了。
I have told you before.
一个人在地上活着。
As a person live on earth.
和你朋友之间。
And you interact with your family. And with your family.
有一个的表现很重大的。
There's one thing that's a very important thing.
信实。
It is faithfulness.
如果你生活中间都不可靠的
，If you are not dependable in life,
讲的话都不算数的
，Whatever you say, it doesn't come true.
人没有办法从你身上了看见神的荣耀。
People cannot see God's glory through you.
那这个我以前跟你们讲过了。
I have spoken to you before.
那今天我要跟你们讲到有一个
，And today I'd like to share with you
神的慈悲和他的忠信。
It is His mercy and faithfulness.
我。事先都没有想到、啊、今天英语组的人也在
I didn't know that the English congregation is with us today
是我的内容太多了
So I might
是这样的话呢我只能够接到重大的来讲了
I can only speak the main points today
这个翻译占据一些时间
And also time for the translation
是神主神的品格在我们身上写的很多
There are many God's character being shown through us
最重大的
The most important one
乃是信实
It is faithfulness
所以我以前跟你们讲过了
I had told you before
在教会的当中
In the church
那一些离了婚而再结婚的人
Those have been divorced and get married again.
如果他原来的配偶有了外遇了，他离婚再结婚是正常的。
If somebody have you know a divorce because of affair, then
如果他不是因着对方有了婚外情了。
If it is not because somebody else has affair,
就是意见不合。
It's just because they have different opinions and a different personality.
以至于离婚。
That they divorce.
离婚不是犯罪。
A divorce is not a sin.
离婚以后再结婚乃是犯罪。
But if you get divorced and then get married again, that is sinful.
为什么是犯罪
？Why?
违背了当初你所结婚，所在神面前起誓说，我愿意跟你白首偕老。
Because you have violated the vow that you made before God that you're gonna the marriage can stay until you're old.
结婚都讲过了吗
？Get married, you talk about it.
答应说我一定跟你两个人一同的，一直到老年。
Because I promised to go to old age with you.
你讲的话不算数。
But you are not faithful in what you.
你就跟他离婚了。
And you divorced him.
是我在教会中服侍。
As I serve in the church,
凡是有外遇的人
，If anybody have affair,
凡是有离过婚再结婚的人
，Those are divorced and get married again.
除非他对他的配偶有了婚外情了
，Unless he has affair with another person.
否则这样的弟兄姊妹
，Otherwise these kind of brothers and sisters,
我连他教会中做招待都不让他做的
，I would not let them be usher.
为什么不叫他做
？Why not?
不信实吗
？Because they are not faithful.
讲的话不算数吗
？What they said did not come true.
你跟你的配偶能够不讲话不算数
？If you are not faithful to your wife,
你跟哪一个人讲话，人家会信任你
？Will anybody listen to you?
那么这是一个信实。
So this is talking of faithfulness.
但是有再有一个啦。
There's another point.
我今天跟你讲神的慈悲和神的忠信。
Today we'll talk about God's mercy and His faithfulness.
圣经的里面呢讲了很重大的事。
The Bible talks about important events.
希伯来书第二章十七节十八节。
In Hebrew chapter 2 verse let's see.
希伯来书第二章十七十八节。
Hebrew chapter 2 17-18.
来来来。所以 他在凡事上该与他的弟兄相同，为要在神的事上成为慈悲忠心的大祭司。
For this reason, he had to be made like them, fully human in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God.
在希伯来书的里面
，In the book of Hebrew,
主耶稣能够成为大祭司
，Jesus can become a high priest.
一个重要的一种品格
，Because he has a very important character.
乃是他慈悲和一种忠信
，Because he's merciful and faithful.
如果一个人不慈悲也不忠信
，If a person is not merciful and faithful,
他没有资格做大祭司的
，They're not qualified to be a high priest.
那么弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主了。
We thank the Lord today.
我们信主了之后
after we become Christians,
不光是成为神的儿女
not only we become the children of God, 我们也成
为祭司来服侍神的
we also become a priest to serve the Lord.
是在我们每一个基督徒的身上
so in every Christian,
有两个品格
there are two characters,
非常重大的
very, very important.
一个慈悲
one is merciful,
一个叫忠信
one is faithful.
慈悲和忠信的
Merciful and faithful,
好像是两个品格相反的
It seems like they conflict each other
起了冲突的
Seems like they contradict each other
其实不是
But yet it's not
慈悲是对着人
Because being merciful is toward men
忠信是对着神
Faithfulness is toward God
我们对着人我们品格里头重大的那是慈悲
To men, the important character in us is being merciful.
我们对着神一个主要的品格乃是忠信
And toward God, a very important character is being faithful.
我们对着人来说了
To men,
主耶稣对着人来说了
Jesus to men,
他是慈悲的
He's very merciful.
他为什么是慈悲的
Why is he so merciful?
因为我们这一般都是软弱有罪的人群
Because we are weak and we are sinful.
我们没有办法能够彰显神的荣耀
We cannot magnify the glory of God.
因为世人都犯了罪亏缺了神的荣耀
Because for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
有一个的结果
And that's the result.
我们就落在神的审判之下。
We are subjected under God's judgment.
是神的公义。
So God's righteousness.
断不以有罪的为无罪。
He cannot count those sinful as not sinful.
而我们今天还带着血肉之体。
And also we have flesh and blood.
我们的血肉之体也没有办法靠着我们自己了不犯罪的。
Because we have flesh and blood, we cannot depend on us to be not sinful.
并且我们被撒旦所控制了。
And also we are being controlled by the devil.
所以主耶稣怎么样
So what did Jesus do for us?
主耶稣来到地上。
Lord Jesus came on us.
亲自成了血肉之体。
He too took on flesh and blood.
他成为血肉之体了。
And when he had the flesh and blood,
他才能够来拯救我们。
Then he can come and save us.
主耶稣如果不是道成肉身
，If he had not become a flesh,
他没有办法来拯救我们。
He cannot save us.
我给你们讲个很小的故事。
I'll tell you a little story.
我们半年前搬个家。
Six months ago, we moved to another place to live.
搬到外省现在住的房子。
To the house in Whitestone.
比我以前住的房子好了多了。
It's so much better than the old place I lived.
所以我们很享福。
So we enjoy it.
我们享福了，有马上有个意思。
And then we have a thought in our mind.
盼望有些小鸟麻雀也跟我们享福。
We hope that the little sparrows will also enjoy my house.
所以每天早晨，我那人和我去有买小米了，喂麻雀的。
So my wife and I every day go to buy some fresh seeds.
麻雀吃了好高兴。
And the sparrows are very happy.
每天有十几只麻雀来吃小米的。
And every day there's more than 10 of the sparrows came to my house to eat fresh
seeds. 我们一去了，我们人一过去了。
But as we pass,
麻雀就走掉了。
And the sparrows
left. 我跟麻雀说，我都爱你们嘛。
And I said to the sparrows, I love you.
是给小米来喂你们吗
？I give you the burnt seeds for you.
你们看见我喂什么？这么害怕就跑掉了。
Why so afraid of us and just ran away?
讲了没有用。
But it's useless for me to talk to them.
唯一的方法。
The only way.
我们也像一只麻雀，它就不害怕了。
If we become sparrows, they will not be afraid of us.
因为我们是个人嘛。
But yet we are men.
它看见我们人就害怕吗
？They are scared of men.
我成为麻雀了，就能跟麻雀讲了，我去吃，你们一同来吃。
So if I become a sparrow, I say, I'm going to eat and you come along and eat with me.
这就为什么主耶稣道成肉身来到地上。
This is the reason why Jesus became flesh and became a man on earth.
主耶稣来到地上。
When Jesus comes to earth,
如果带着神的荣耀。
Because of God's glory,
我们看见都怕死了。
We'll be so scared to see that.
主耶稣是道成肉身，跟我们一样。
So while Jesus became flesh, just like us,
样子跟我们一样。
He looks just like us.
行动跟我们一样。
The way he behaves like us.
所以他才能够把神的爱临到我们的身上。
So he can let God's love to come upon us.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这是什么？
What is this?
这叫做神的慈悲。
This is God's mercy.
他不光为我们钉十字架。
Not only he was nailed on the cross for us.
他能先道成肉身成为一个人。
He became flesh so that become man first.
跟我们一样有血肉之体。
Becomes just like us with the humanity.
他才能够把神的爱写明给我们的了解。
Then he can manifest God's love that we may understand.
他不光是如此。
Not only this.
圣经记载很特别。
And the Bible recorded very interesting.
马太福音记载到主耶稣的一生。
Matthew records God's Jesus' life.
一章里头记他的家谱。
And chapter 1 talk about his genealogy.
以后就记到了他到施洗约翰那里受洗。
And then he was baptized by John the Baptist.
受洗过了之后了。
After being baptized.
圣灵引导他到旷野受魔鬼的试探。
The Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness to be tempted.
你要注意圣经记载于他特别容易。
The Bible recorded seems like easy.
主耶稣来到地上了。
When Jesus came to earth.
圣灵已经降临在他身上。
And the Holy Spirit was upon him.
头一个表现的。
The first manifestation.
引导他到旷野受魔鬼的试探。
Is that the Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil?
为什么圣灵要引导他旷野受魔鬼的试探？
Why would the Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness to be tempted?
主耶稣有圣灵临到他身上。
Because he had the Spirit upon him.
能不能拯救那一些犯罪的人？
Can he really save those people who are sinful?
那是你经得起经不起撒旦的试探。
Is that are you able to stand the temptation of the devil?
如果你经不起撒旦的试探，
if you can even stand the temptation of the devil,
你受了洗了之后，怎么能够拯救我们受试探的人呢？
Though you are baptized, how can you save us who are being tempted?
他受过了试探了，
after he is being tempted,
就能懂得。
That he can understand.
怎么样来拯救那一些被撒旦所控制的人？
That he understand how to deliver those who are being tempted by the devil.
我以前也跟你们讲过。
I have told you before.
我的人在这里。
My wife is here.
我们结婚已经六十多年了。
We've been married more than 60 years.
有一件事。
There's one thing.
我到现在还不能够领会。
I still don't quite understand.
他常常牙疼。
She always had a toothache.
哦，牙齿疼得了要命。
It was a horrible pain.
哎，我说你牙齿有什么了不起吗？忍耐一点吗？
So I said, what's the big deal? Just be patient.
为什么？
Why?
因为我的牙齿很好。
Because I have very good teeth.
我的牙齿全部是原来的，没有个假牙的。
All my teeth are original.
因为我没有牙疼。
Because I never have toothache.
所以他牙疼我不能领会。
I cannot comprehend when she has toothache.
那么我问了一些牙科学生。
I asked some dental students.
我说你们呢学牙科医生了。
Now you're going to be a dentist.
你给人看病。
When you are treating patients.
你有的时候用电钻去钻了。
You have to use an electrical drill to drill the teeth.
你知不知道你钻的时候麻的啦，病人受不了。
Do you know that while you're drilling, the numbness that people can't stand?
我说你懂不懂？
Do you know?
学生说我懂。
They said yes, we do.
为什么？
We understand. Why?
他我们学医了。
So while we are going through the medical training, a third year of training,
医生一定抓你来用钻给你钻一下。
Because they will take us and then drill your teeth.
你尝尝味道嘛。
You have to taste that.
你电钻钻在的牙齿上是酸的不都麻到什么程度嘛。
Then you understand how the numbness.
到你到做医生的时候了。
When you become dentist.
用钻子来钻别人的时候。
When you use a drill to drill on the patient.
你就懂得别人心中的受的感受是什么。
So you understand how the patient feels.
所以弟兄姊妹呀。
So brothers and sisters.
主耶稣是为我们受了试探。
Lord Jesus had been tempted for us.
了解我们受试探的痛苦。
Understand the suffering while we are being tempted.
他能够这样受试探是痛苦，他了解了。
When he is able to forbear, he can understand.
受试探的时候。
So while we are having temptation.
他就能够懂得什么是我们受试探的苦了。
Then he can understand the suffering that we endure when being tempted.
我要提起来，我的讲义中间有两个的名词。
There are two description.
主耶稣的第三点，主耶稣说的表现与成就。
And we talk about the accomplishment of Jesus.
英文中有两个字。
There are two words.
一个是 sympathy.
One is sympathy.
一个是 empathy.
One is empathy.
我想你们懂得英文的人懂得的。
You understand if you know English.
Sympathy 和 empathy 不同的。
It's a difference between sympathy and empathy.
Sympathy 是什么？
What is sympathy?
你受苦，我很同情你。
When you have gone through suffering,
empathy
I sympathize with you. What's empathy?
那是我受苦。我也受同样的苦了，我才懂得你受的苦是什么。
Empathy is that I have gone through what you have suffered, so I understand how you feel.
是我永远没有办法对我太太的牙齿疼了的 empathy.
So I never have empathy toward my wife's toothache.
因为我牙齿没有疼吧？
Because I never have toothache.
我顶多是 sympathy 了。
I can only offer sympathy to her.
表面的。
It is very superficial.
我 empathy 才能够深刻的了。
So the empathy is a deeper level. So brothers and sisters.
神也让我们遇到了好多的试探。
And the Lord allow us to face many temptations.
当我遇见了好多的试探的时候。
When we gone through many temptations.
我们看别的弟兄姊妹受试探了。
So when we see other people have the temptation.
我们不光是 sympathy。
Not only we have sympathy toward them, but also empathy. So we saw him being tempted.
我知道，哎呀，我从前也受过这个试探。
I said I have gone through that before.
我受过这个试探了。
I have endured this temptation.
我就知道你在受试探中的苦是什么。
I know how you suffer.
到这个时候了。
At that time,
我不是 sympathy, 乃是 empathy.
That I'm not sympathy, but I'm offering empathy to him.
那么弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
这叫做主的慈悲。
This is called the mercy of God.
是主在地上活着了。
While Jesus on earth,
能够感动人的。
Can able to touch people's heart.
不仅是 sympathy, 更是 empathy.
Not only sympathy, but more is empathy.
他也是受过试探。
Because he had been tempted before.
是他懂得我们受试探是什么样的苦。
So he understands the suffering we endure during being tempted.
是他一种慈悲的心呢，能够在我们的身上。
Therefore, he can be merciful to us.
啊，这种慈悲在我们身上。
While this a mercy upon us.
当他看见我们有一些的软弱。
He saw that we are very weak.
他这里圣经中有一句话。
Bible, there's a word.
他很重大的。
Very important.
乃是希伯来书第四章第十五节。
It's Hebrews chapter 4 verse 15.
因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样。
For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are.
希伯来书五章第二节。
Hebrews chapter 5 verse 15.
他能体谅那蒙愚昧的人。
He is able to deal gently with those who are ignorant and foolish.
希伯来书五章第二节。
Again, Hebrews chapter 5,
verse 2. 他也能体谅那愚蒙的和是迷的人。
He is able to deal gently with those who are ignorant and are going astray.
是他主耶稣做大祭司了。
Our Jesus is a high priest.
来帮助我们。
To help us.
看见我们软弱。
He saw that we are weak.
他的非常的 sympathy.
He is full of sympathy.
他 sympathy 有个表现。
And there's the way that he shows his sympathy.
他能够体谅我们是愚昧的。
He can deal gently with us who are
foolish. 另外一个。
Another point.
体谅我们是顺迷的。
He can sympathize with those who are going astray.
这有两个不同的词句。
It's two different phrases.
一个是愚昧的。
One is foolishness.
一个是顺迷的。
The other is going astray.
我讲两个很简单的比方。
I want to give you two examples.
我们都有孩子嘛。
We all have children.
到我们孩子十三四岁的时候了。
When they are 13, 14 years old.
背叛的心理。
They started to be rebellious.
我跟他讲，他也不听。
What I said, they will not listen.
常常背叛我们来做的。
Always do whatever is against our will.
我们很生气。
We are very angry.
但是我们生气是生气了。
We are angry, but.
对我们有亲戚朋友来了。
When our friends and relatives come,
我孩子不听话了。
When I mentioned how my children will not listen to me.
他这个不听话是吧？
They are so disobedient.
因为长大嘛。
Because they are not grown up.
长大了会好的嘛。
They'll be better when they are grown up.
这就父母的慈悲。
This is the mercy of the parents.
不会把孩子的不听话了告诉你的朋友的。
You don't like to broadcast how your children
are rebellious. 反而替你孩子在朋友家的讲一句。 他还幼还小嘛。
But we would like to speak to them that they are still young.
他长大了就会好了吗？
When they grow up, they'll be better.
啊，有的时候啦。
But sometimes.
啊，他不小了。
But they are not that young anymore.
已经十五岁了。
About 14, 15 years old.
他是一时之间的错误嘛。
Oh, it just
是做父母
了
都是很接慈悲的啦。
So parents are very merciful.
一个是说他是愚蒙的。
Sometimes they're foolish.
还小。
They're young.
一个他是失迷的啦。
Sometimes they are
strange.
It's just a mistake, an error.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
这一种说让他说是愚蒙的和让他说是失迷的，这是因着我们有个慈悲的一种品性。
Because of the character of being mercy, we can say they are being foolish or being just astray.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们在教会中间,
in a church,
也有许多的软弱。
We have many weaknesses.
我们对弟兄姊妹的软弱
How you deal with brothers and sisters' weaknesses?
怎么样定位怎么定品格的判断
How do you judge their weaknesses?
啊，这个弟兄这么差
Why is it so bad here?
啊，这个弟兄又犯了这个错了
This brother again, error
你没有慈悲
You do not have mercy
你有个慈悲的话
If you have mercy
我以前也犯过啊
Then I would say, oh, I have done that before
但是我生以后灵命老练就不会了嘛
But as a more a spiritual mature, I will be better
是我们在教会中跟弟兄姊妹来在一起了
So our, we are with the brothers and sisters in church
不要看见弟兄姊妹的过错
Do not look upon the mistakes of brothers
and sisters 你忘记了你也有这个过错
And forgot that you had performed the same mistake before
是你乃至有信不信
You have sympathy.
你说他不过是愚蒙的。
You said they are just being foolish.
后面有的人呢，已经很成长了。
Or some people very mature.
还做错事。
And they still make mistakes.
跟他就怎么讲呢
？How will we say？、
啊、他一时的错误嘛。
It's the mistake of the moment.
下次不会错误了嘛。
You will not be doing it again.
说他是迷的。
They said you said you're astray, going astray.
主对待我们总是这样的对待。
This is how the Lord will treat us.
当我们在神地上活着的时候
，As we live on earth，
在教会中间
，In the church，
看见弟兄姊妹有过错了
，We see the brother sister have made mistakes.
有一个的态度
，The attitude we should have，
慈悲的来对待他。
We should treat them with mercy.
因为我自己也过错过了。
Because I have performed mistakes.
我还替他解释，他是错误，一时的错误。
I explained that it just a mistake of the moment. Maybe they got lost.
不是他诚心打算的了。
They don't willingly do that.
这样我们跟弟兄姊妹呢，才能够掩盖过许多人的过错。
But this is how we cover each other's mistakes.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
我们在教会中间来侍奉。
As we serve the Lord in the church,
我们跟弟兄姊妹们在一起
，As we are together,
慈悲的品格是非常的重大。
So the character of being merciful is very important.
影响到我们和弟兄姊妹的来往。
It affects our relationship with each other.
影响到我们彼此的关系了。
It really affects how we are concerned about each other.
感谢赞美主了。
We thank the Lord.
当主耶稣复活的时候，重生了我们。
As he was raised, it gave us new birth.
他生命在你里头，在我里头。
His life dwells in us and in you.
生命的品格就是慈悲的。
Because his character is being merciful.
所以我们刚刚所唱的诗歌。
So the song we just sang.
愿你的美丽从我显现。
Let the beauty of the Lord be seen in us.
什么显现的美丽
？How do we show his beauty?
那一种慈悲的品格显出来了。这才是他的美丽在我身上显现出来的。
As we love our God's mercy, this is how people see the beauty of God in us.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我问你。
I'm going to ask you a question.
你信主三年五年了。
You believe in the Lord 3-5 years.
弟兄姊妹，美丽不美丽
？Is brother sister beautiful?
不美丽哦。
No, not really beautiful.
好多的过错。
So many mistakes.
好多的失败。
Many failures.
都不美丽的。
Not beautiful at all.
但是如果我们有慈悲的性格呢
？If we have that merciful character in us.
我们看弟兄姊妹了。
As we look at
就是他有了过错，是他是愚蒙的。
Do people make mistakes with that? It's just
他一时之间失迷的
or being lost.
我们也不会定罪他的过错了。
We will not judge them.
所以这一种慈悲的性情呢
，This kind of character of being merciful
是成为我们在教会中间跟大家一起的时候一个非常重大的点。
At a very important point as we interact with each other in the church.
这样的话呢，
In so doing,
我们也能够把别人引到主的恩典里头。
We can lead other people in the grace of God.
这是我今天要跟你们讲的头一点。
This is the first point I'd like to speak to you.
他的慈悲。
His mercy.
第二点。
Second point.
忠信。
Faithful.
我已经讲了。
I've spoken before.
慈悲和忠信好像是冲突的。
Merciful and faithful seems to contradict each other.
这是两个不同的个性。
But it's these two different characters.
都已经在我们的里面。
It's all dwell in us.
我们这个人是慈悲的。
To men, we are merciful to them.
这个神是忠信的。
But to God, we are faithful.
凡是他所吩咐的。
As whatever he had tell us to do.
绝对顺服。
We will absolutely obey.
凡是他所吩咐的，
whatever he commands us,
我们一定照他的吩咐而做。
We will do according what he commands us.
不推脱。
We will not refuse.
不来解释。
We don't want to give explanation.
这才是我们忠心。
This is how we can be faithful.
弟兄姊妹啊，
brothers and sisters.
主耶稣在地上的时候，
while Jesus on earth,
他表现对着门徒是慈悲的。
Jesus treated the disciples with mercy.
你看见主耶稣的克西马尼园。
In the Garden of Gethsemane,
犹大带着军兵来抓住。
Judas bring a crowd of soldiers tried to arrest Jesus.
他们那个是晚上。
It's at night time.
犹大带着军兵的大概一队的军兵，那个是罗马人家，大概是600人。
It could be about 600 soldiers that Judas had led them into the Garden of Gethsemane.
犹大知道主耶稣在克西马尼园祷告。
Judas knew that Jesus was praying in the garden.
带着600多人了。
So he led 600 soldiers there.
到克西马尼园来抓住。
Want to arrest Jesus?
克西马尼园没有灯。
But there's no light in the garden.
拿着火把。
So they have a fire in their hands.
他们还带着刀。
They even bring the sword.
怕门徒们来反抗。
In case the disciples resist.
是做犹大来对兵丁说了。
So Judas told the soldiers.
这么多人在那边了。
There's so many people there.
你看见我跟谁亲嘴，谁就是他。
Whoever I kiss, that's the person.
牢牢地把他抓住。
And you can arrest them tightly.
他就跟主耶稣来亲嘴。
So he went and kissed Jesus.
主耶稣怎么说啊？
What did Jesus say?
你用亲嘴的记号来卖我吗？
You're going to kiss me and betray me?
人子固然要去世。
Yes, I will die.
但你卖我有祸了。
But when you betray me, you woe to you.
是什么？
What's that?
主耶稣对着犹大是非常的慈悲。
How Jesus is so merciful to Judas.
在他的钉在十字架上。
While he was nailed on the cross.
他最后断气的时候说。
Before he had no breath.
父啊，我把我的灵魂交在你手里头。
Father, I give my soul unto you.
这是向着神的忠心。
This is how he was faithful to God.
对犹大说，你用亲嘴的记号来卖我吗？
It, but to Judas, he said, you're going to betray me with a kiss.
人子固然要去世。
Although I will die.
你卖我的有祸了。
But those who betray me will
be troubled. 主耶稣到最后一刻的还盼望挽回犹大。
To the last moment, he tried to win over Judas.
不要把他卖了。
Not to betray him.
他钉在十字架上的时候。
But while he was on the cross.
父啊，赦免他们。
He said, Father, forgive them.
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
Because they do not know what they've done.
这是什么？
What is this?
主的慈悲。
This is his mercy.
所以一面是慈悲啦。
So in one side, he's merciful.
连在十字架上还为着钉他十字架的人来祷告的。
He prayed for those who nailed him on the cross.
他讲完了之后，
but after that,
他对父神说了，
he said to Father,
我把灵魂交在你的手中，
I commit my soul into your hands.
向着神是完全的忠心的。
To the God, he is totally faithful.
所以我这样讲的时候，
so while speaking like this,
弟兄姊妹，你清楚了吗？
Do you understand now?
在主耶稣身上常常两种品格都显出来的。
On Jesus, you see both kind of characters.
克西马尼园开头的品格。
In the beginning, when he was in the garden,
你钉在十字架的祷告的品格乃是慈悲。
And also on the cross, when he prayed, he says merciful.
但是也在钉在十字架上。
But yet also on the cross,
这神说，主，我把我灵魂交在你手里。
I'm going to commit my soul into your hands.
完全听从神的命令。
Totally obedient to God.
没有任何的借口。
There's no other explanation.
甘心把自己舍命。
Willingly to give up his life.
弟兄姊妹了。
So brothers and sisters.
我们一个蒙恩的基督徒。
As we receive God's grace.
在教会中生活。
As we live in the church.
主的美丽要向着我们显现。
God's Christ's beauty is on us.
这个美丽显现是什么？
How do we magnify it?
这个人是慈悲的。
Merciful to men.
这个神是忠心的。
But faithful to God.
所以我盼望把这样的例子了。
As I explain this way,
都讲明了。
Hopefully illustrate to you.
我们并不是读到圣经知道主耶稣的故事。
We just not read the Bible, know the story about Jesus.
主耶稣的故事中表明了。
The story of Jesus tells
us
when he was on the earth.
慈悲和忠信两个冲突的品格
this
都在他身上显明出来。
These two contradictory characters of mercy and faithfulness live
out
in Christ.
当我们信主了
so as we believe the Lord,
我们在神面前活着
as we live before him,
也需要神特别恩待我们。
We need God's grace to be upon us.
两个好像是冲突的品格也照样的显在我们的身上。
That these two seemingly contradictory characters can be shown in us.
我们有忠信
We have faithfulness.
然后我们该有一种的态度。
So we have this kind of attitude.
好一个态度，绝对相信主的作为。
Is to absolutely believe in the work of the Lord. 希伯来书
第三章第六节。
In Hebrews chapter 3 verse 6.
我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。
So if we insist on this hope,
我们有一个的盼望,
we have this hope.
要坚持到底,
we have to hold it to the end.
因为我们绝对相信主的作为,
because we believe in the work of Jesus.
希伯来书第四章十四节,
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 14.
我们既然有一位已经升上高天尊荣的大祭司, 就是他神的儿子耶稣, 便当持定所承认的道。
Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended in heaven, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold firm to the trust we have in him.
We
have to hold fast.
It is
that we are faithful to God.
We
hold fast to the word of God and not let go.
不打折扣,
do not discount it.
完全的顺服,
totally obedient to it.
第二点,
secondly,
乃是畏惧, 畏惧。
We have to fear him.
希伯来书第四章第一节。
Hebrew chapter 4 verse 1.
我们既蒙留下有进入他安歇的应许之那畏惧，免得我们中间何有人似乎是赶不上了。
Therefore, since the promise of entering his rest still stands, let us be careful that none of you be found to have fallen short of it.
我们在神面前一个的态度。
The attitude we have before him.
常常存着畏惧的心。
We always have a fear in us.
就怕我们没有照主的心意而活着。
That we might not go according to his will.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters,
我再举个例子
I'm going to give you another example
你们更加更能够更加了解一下
that you might truly understand
1949大陆解放了
and in 1949 there's a freedom in China
共产的政府
the communist government
头上两年
the first 2 years
对基督教很宽大
they've been very lax on the church
让人民有信仰的自由
they have a freedom to religion
第三年了
but yet the third year
就改变了
they totally changed
共产基本的思想要消灭宗教
because in the communist mind they want to destroy religion
许多的基督徒都受了逼迫
so many Christians being persecuted
但受了逼迫了之后
after being persecuted
大城市的基督徒非许多人放弃了信仰
In the cities, many people just forsake their faith.
农村和乡下
But yet in farmers and in villages,
教会没有衰弱
The church had not been weakened.
为什么缘故
Why?
你要关我我就被关
If you want to put me in prison, I'll be in prison.
我们做基督徒就不会是反革命的
We will not go against you.
你要关我我就关
If you want to put me in prison, I'll be in the prison.
这也不是大罪
Not really a big thing.
关三个月放出来我还要传
Because when I'm released, I'm continuing to preach the gospel.
他又关了。
So you're going to I preach and you put in prison again. Okay, you just put in prison.
关
过去就关。
关两个月。
2 months.
我又放出来了。
I am released.
是当初在中国大陆在农村的家庭教会。
So all this family church in the villages.
这一般的传道人。
All these preachers there.
爱主的人。
But people who love the Lord.
不知道关了监了多少种事了。
They've been in prison so many times.
他讲的神，神是忠心。
Because they have been faithful to God.
他所信的绝对不放弃。
They will not let go of what they believe.
他绝对不会不讲。
They will refuse not to speak about it.
以后还是讲的。
he continued to speak.
但是他对人还是慈悲的。
But yet to men, they continue to be merciful.
你关我。
When you imprison me.
因为你还不懂。
Because you don't understand.
如果你懂了。
If you understand,
你蒙受救恩了,
if you have the salvation,
你就不会管我了吗?
You will not imprison me.
所以你今天还没有蒙了救恩,
because you have not received salvation.
我把你当作是个失迷的,
I count you as somebody who's lost in your way. Would not count it unto you. This kind of attitude, it touched many of these officials' hearts and they became Christians.
我常常用一个比喻,
I have used this parable many times.
信主的人好像什么?
Those who are believed is like this.
我们上海人叫做牛皮糖。
In Chinese, somebody who is very
stubborn. 拉着拉去拉不断的啦。
You cannot tear it apart.
这个的拉不断是什么?
What is that thing that you cannot tear it apart?
对付我们的人。
For those who persecute us,
他是慈悲的。
Very merciful.
我们不会怪他了。
We will not
account for them. 但是我信主，我绝对坚持的。
But yet, when I believe, I will hold firm. So to men, they are merciful. To God, they are very faithful.
那么最后一点,
last point.
我这样的忠心向着他,
when I'm so faithful to him, Hebrews chapter 4:11.
所以我们务必竭力进入那安歇，免得有人学那不信从的样子跌倒了。
So let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest, so that no one will perish.
我们要劝我们的自己。
We have to encourage ourselves.
我们尽我们的力量进到安歇。
We have to make every effort to enter into that rest.
向着主总是忠心的。
To the Lord, we're always faithful.
心切不再受试探，找为难的时候了。
Not giving up, yield to temptation.
放弃我们的信仰。
And let go of our belief.
为什么？
Why?
我们对着神是忠心的。
Because to God we are faithful.
所以弟兄姊妹，我这样的解释了，不知道大家了解了没有？
I don't know whether you understand this is how I explain it.
我们今天做基督徒。
We as Christian today.
在神面前活着。
Living before the Lord,
两种的品性,
two characters
会显在我们身上,
need to be shown in us.
我头一个已经开头讲过了,
in the beginning I mentioned
信实,
faithfulness,
你跟人的关系,
mercy,
但是你的慈悲, 你的慈悲是对着软弱的弟兄姊妹,
being merciful is toward those who are weak.
你对着神是忠心,
but yet to God you're being faithful,
坚定的顺服主,
and insist to follow, obey the Lord.
是这些的个性了,
this kind of characters.
感谢赞美主,
praise the Lord.
主耶稣复活的时候,
while Jesus being raised from the dead,
重生了我们了,
give us birth again.
都印在我们的里面,
it in us.
因着这个的个性, 神给我们的生命,
because of the life he bestowed to us.We have mercy. Also, we have faithfulness. As we magnify them, that they can see the beauty of the Lord. May your beauty be seen in us.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so, brothers and sisters,
我今天这些看你的重的负担,
I have very deep burden in me.
我不会怕你们不向着神不忠信,
I'm not afraid that you will not be faithful to God.
但是我怕你们都是软弱弟兄姊妹的，没有慈悲。
My fear is that you are not merciful enough to your brothers and sisters.
软弱的弟兄姊妹了。
For those brothers and sisters who are weak,
慈悲在我们身上。
We need to have mercy.
当我们有慈悲的态度。
When we have the attitude of mercy,
有过错了。
Other people have made mistakes, have weakness.
他们很容易悔改了。
Then they can repent easily.And then come back to God again.
这一种的性情啊,
so this kind of character,
当主耶稣复活的时候,
while Jesus was raised from the dead,
已经放在我们里面了,
already put this character in us.
所深深的盼望,
so I deeply hope,
当我们今天活着,
as we live today,
不光神主耶稣向着神那个忠信的品格显在我们身上,
that Jesus' character of being faithful to God will be seen in us.
主耶稣对着门徒所有慈悲的心情也在我们身上显出来,
and may Jesus' character of being merciful to his disciples will be also seen in us.
好在我们的教会的中间呢,
that in the church,
即使有软弱,
though we might have weakness,
那些软弱被遮盖掉了,
but we cover each other,
也叫他们也很快地回转过来,
that they might repent quickly,
才能够在神面前活着,
continue to live before the Lord.
是求主恩待我们了,
may the Lord be merciful to us.
我们能够分辨出两个不同的,
we can judge the difference between these two. One is merciful, one is
faithfulness.
Merciful is told to those who are weak.
忠心是对着神的。
Being faithful is toward God.
那也是恩待我们。
May the Lord be merciful to us.
我盼望我这样讲的话，你们能够了解。
I hope you can truly understand.
然后在教会中间呢。
And in the church,
看见有人软弱的时候了，
somebody who are weak,
最主要显出慈悲的那个品格。
That we have showed the character of being merciful to them.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
在你生命中间有各种不同的品格。
In your life, there are many other characters.
你这个我们软弱跌倒的人。
To us who are weak and fallen away,
你总以慈悲的品格来对待我们。
You always treat us with the character of being merciful.
你看见我们跌倒。
You saw us falling away.
看见我们软弱。
You saw that we are weak.
你不光同情我们。
Not only you sympathize with us.
你还是 sympathize 我们。
You saw empathize with us.
你也因为你在地上也受过了试探的。
Because while you're on earth, you've been tempted.
你知道我们的试探中间。
You know that while we are being tempted.
所显出的软弱。
How we are so weak.
你把我们不过是认为我们是因此一时之间的疏忽。
You see that it's just a moment of foolishness.
你不会定罪我们，我们的本性就是如此。
You will not condemn us that we are such persons.
所以你这样的慈悲的态度。
Your attitude of being merciful.
就我们在软弱的中间。
That while we are weak.
受到了鼓励。
That we be encouraged.
早一点的悔改。
That we can.
离开了我们的软弱
and forsake our way,
我们重新在你面前活作
continue to live before you.
求你把这两种的品格
May you give us these two characters
现在我们每一个人身上
that everyone can live it out.
请你听我们的祷告
Hear our prayer, Lord.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.